This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know that we go round and round about inflation on this program. Sometimes it's up a tad, sometimes it's stuck. That is just kind of the way the economic ball bounces. But we got a read on inflation today, something called the PPI, the Producer Price Index, which is inflation at the wholesale level that is worth spending a couple of minutes on. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
These new numbers surprised a lot of experts, up 0.5% in January.
So that may not sound like a lot, but for a monthly number, that is quite a bit.
Richard Weiss is a senior vice president at American Century Investments. It was the biggest jump in this measure of inflation in more than a year.
If you start to see producer prices rise, you can almost assuredly count on consumer prices rising down the road.
Much of the bump came from services, not goods. Part of that was higher health care prices because of changes to Medicare rules. Robin Anderson, a senior economist at Principal Global Investors, says even if the spike is a one-off, January's numbers reflect a long-term trend.
What you do see is a difference between what's going on in services inflation and what's going on with goods inflation. Goods inflation has been pretty weak for a while.
And what's happening with services gives us a hint as to what's ahead for other inflation measures. Tony Rodriguez is head of fixed income strategy at investment firm Nuveen.
Today's PPI numbers, along with some of the other inflation data that we've been seeing, just increases our confidence that we will move in the direction that we've been expecting.
Getting closer to the Fed's 2% target, just slowly.
Emphasis on capital letter slowly.
And it will take another few months of data before most economists are convinced inflation's really on the rise. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.